We're going to play One American Dollar in a few minutes.
I love this game.
It's a very hard category this time.
It's a shot at a dollar bill.
It is.
That's pretty amazing. It's better than Vegas.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You.
A baby hippo was born at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's a really cute little fat, chubby ball of hippopotamus. And so they wanted people to guess, to name it.
No, sure, right.
And they opened up a suggestion box so that you could email them names.
Hippo face? One?
That is one of them.
Is it?
Yes, that is one of them. Here's the story.
Okay, all right.
Wobblehead meets hippopotamus.
It's our favorite.
This is...
what's her name? Jenny?
Jeannie Most. And he works for CNN. Mm-hmm. And she's awful, and she loves puns, and she can't get away without wordplay.
Nope. She always has to throw something back.
Start it over.
Okay.
Bobblehead meets hippopotamus. Am I the cutest hippo or what?
Yes, she is.
The hippo was being shown on screen.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And now he has a name. From 200,000 suggestions, it was down to Fritz or Ferguson.
Hold up. 200,000 from Cincinnati?
Two of which were mine. No, they opened it up nationwide.
And still, I can't believe
Fritz.
That many people are buying. Those are the worst names ever.
And what was the other one?
I don't know.
Can you rewind it? Fritz That sounds great.
Suggestions, it was down to Fritz or Ferguson.
What?
Fritz or Ferguson?
Come on.
What on earth is going
on? What has happened to people's creativity? There should be all sorts of bizarre, weird hippo pun names.
So we decided on Baby Fritz.
Boo!
Baby Fritz. Ah,
poor hippo stuck with a boring ass name.
I liked Pork Chop instead, tweeted one killjoy. But it's impossible to kill the joy brought by the latest hippo born at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Clearly we'd be killjoys, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people make jokes, also.
Sure.
They're not necessarily killjoys.
Well, we are.
Or joy kills. Killjoys.
Yeah, them too. Yeah.
He's winning hearts merely by wiggling his ears to open the valves that keep out water.
Hey, by the way, can you wiggle your ears?
No.
I can wiggle my ears.
Okay, that's weird. Never do that again.
Okay, I won't.
Reminds us of the time their mother, Bibi, patiently lets sister Fiona mouth her tongue.
Fiona? What's with the F and F
Fiona.
Names?
Fiona.
Fitzgerald or whatever the other one was? I mean, what's with all the Fs?
I don't know, but rewind to the beginning of that clip because it reminds us of the time the mother let the daughter chew on her tongue.
What?
Reminds us of the time their mother, Bibi, patiently lets sister Fiona mouth her tongue.
All right, I want to go to that zoo. Happy petting zoo.
Hang on, it's not done.
Explore the roof, practically crawl down her throat.
Are we still
now
talking
Fritz
about...
Fritz is opening wide. As for the name Fritz, Zook...
Now Fritz is opening wide.
Keepers joke that it's apt because of BB the mother's contraceptive fail.
BB's birth control was on the Fritz, and that's how this
was born. No joke.
Wow.
Tucker, the dad, has impregnated two hippos.
Yeah.
Using contraceptives.
Woo.
He's a stud.
No wonder Fritz is no dud. He's already a smooth talker.
Oh, stop it.
Jeannie Most, CNN, New York.
Was that the sexy hippo in the background at the end?
No, that was the little tiny hippo.
Oh, okay. That
was really cute. I said it in two names, and I'm very upset.
What were the names that you used?
One was Fatopotamus.
Fatopotamus! Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
And the other was Titanic. They didn't care. They went
demand
with Fritz.
A revote. Clearly, that was stolen election.
Fritz.
Fritz.
We have your tickets to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion coming very soon. Don't call now. We will tell you when to call.
We'll send you to Disney's California Adventure sometime between now and 4. Hang tight.
First.
I need dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey.
That was a nice click.
I don't know why
button click.
Why that wouldn't work.
Play
okay.
Now. Fine.
We need a dollar.
I do. I need a buck.
Sluggo, your category is...
Today's category is...
And you love this kind of thing. Top
yeah.
10 soundtrack albums by sales.
Oh, for movies.
Movie soundtracks.
Movie soundtracks.
By sales.
All right. So you're
talking
you go
like... by how many they sold versus good versus bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
This is pure money.
It was cash money, yep. money. Mm-hmm. So you're talking like the soundtracks with songs, not like the original movie scores.
Right, not scores.
You know, I was obsessed with movie scores when I was a kid. I had like the soundtrack to The Godfather and The Exorcist and 2001.
And it's all the mood music that you love. That's your idea of classical music, which I think is probably cool.
10 or 11 and I was collecting
all that. That's crazy that you were collecting that at that time.
All right, so let's see. One American dollar brought to you by Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaba, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaba.com. I guess, Saturday Night Fever was at the top of the list for a very long time.
Saturday Night Fever is number five.
What is worse than coming out the gate with something you're sure?
That you're positive
and
is
it's
on
wrong.
There. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I know for a long time, another John Travolta movie, Grease, was on the list.
Grease?
Yeah.
Damn it. It's not on the
list. Not anymore. I bet there's more recent stuff. Stuff I don't know.
I don't know because it's best-selling of all time.
Of all time.
So I don't...
Okay.
Not like something from last year.
Right. Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding.
Incorrect.
Wow. Damn. Well, you know, those two John Travolta movies, there's another one, but now I don't want to mention it because Forrest Gump had a very popular soundtrack.
Forrest Gump, you're saying.
Let
me tell you why. I looked it up. I was like, Forrest Gump? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he went back through time. Aretha Franklin, Jimi Hendrix, Elvis Presley, Bob Seger, CCR, a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
American Graffiti. That was a very popular
American Graffiti is your answer.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Well, that's 3-2, isn't it? What, I got one more?
No, that's five guesses and two correct.
Right.
So, no, you cannot get
it. No, I can't do it.
No.
I got to throw out a couple of those. I was thinking...
Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's only the top nine.
Hair? Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Is hair on there?
Okay. Let's keep going.
All right, I give up.
No, let's keep going. I want you to keep going.
FM.
You
remember the soundtrack to FM? That was
incorrect.
Great. Damn it. Steely Dan, Stranger Things. What about Stranger Things?
That's not a movie.
That's really good stuff. I wanted my.
All right, here's the soundtrack. The number, I guess, the top nine. I don't know why. Number nine is Flashdance.
Oh, sure.
Number eight is Titanic.
Blah. Did you ever soundtrack? Is there songs on that?
Yeah,
there are.
Yeah, I think there's huge
score.
Hits, I think.
I don't know.
Number seven is Forrest Gump. We talked about that. Number six, Purple Rain.
Oh, of course.
Number five, you got Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. Number four, you missed The Lion King.
I had it. I did write it
down. Help.
There it is.
Doesn't help to write it. You got to say it out
loud.
Damn it. Number three is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, sure.
Number two is Pulp Fiction.
I had that one, too. That was another John Travolta movie.
And number one soundtrack of all time is The Bodyguard.
Oh, God, really?
45
Whitney
million.
Houston?
Yep, 45 million copies.
People, what's wrong with you?
That's the number one selling of all time. Maybe there's something wrong with us.
Yeah. I need dollar, that's what I need. WVH, another celebration at the end of the world, which is kind of what we're about to talk about, the end of the world.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. My voice is getting better.
Yeah, sounding much better. Yeah, you're very healthy.
On this Friday.
You've been out partying, haven't you?
Woo! It has been the hottest summer ever. And in Japan,
the world.
Yes, in the world, yes. Yeah. And in Japan... On July 16th, so what was that? That was a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
A truck was delivering a shipment of frozen snacks to the Genki Food and Drugs.
That sounds like someplace you want to avoid at all costs.
Right, agreed.
But okay, frozen
Doesn't
food
sound great.
In the middle of a heat wave.
As the orders were being loaded into the store, a clerk saw a woman steal five of them.
Okay.
And the clerk, the 21-year-old clerk, ran out and said, hey,
you know,
stop that.
You really need to not do that.
Right. Stop stealing from us.
Right.
The woman grabbed the girl's finger and bit it.
Whoa. Wow.
Bit the hand.
Wow. You're supposed to stop doing that when you're like three.
Broke the skin
on
his
really?
Finger.
Wow.
That is insanity.
So is that crazy from the heat? Or is she just like...
Probably crazy from the heat.
Yeah.
She's 56 years old. She admitted to the crimes. And she told police that she wanted to eat ice cream because it was hot that day.
That's when you purchase the ice cream. not steal it.
The rest of us.
And then, yeah.
And she steals it and gets caught.
Be taken, partaken in free lady fingers, too, I might add. Come on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I almost feel bad about this. I almost don't like this subject. But they're doing it, so I guess it's okay.
Listen.
They're the ones.
Here's the thing. We both worship dogs.
Dogs are the best.
They're the best.
Dogs rule.
We don't deserve them, etc.
No. I've just weirdly been watching all these videos of dogs saving people.
Sure.
Like saving some woman who was about to be, you know, assaulted by someone. And it's all CCTV capturing it.
Right.
Getting in front of some other dog who's going to knock over this little kid, just gets in their face. I mean, it's all, dogs rule.
They do rule.
They're so much better than humans.
But.
But
some of them are ugly. Let's be honest. Like, there's a huge category of ugly cute.
Yes.
Where you go, your pet is ugly cute. Like Taylor Williamson.
Right. Oh, his dog. No, Betty's beautiful.
Ugly cute.
No, not ugly. Ugly cute. I know what you're saying, but I don't agree.
Ugly,
I think Betty
cute.
Is insanely cute. I've certainly seen dogs that one could say were ugly, but cute. And someone actually said, one of my pictures a long time ago online said something, whoa, what an ugly dog. Must be really nice. I'm like, how dare you? How dare you?
No, they can be ugly. It's okay.
Sure.
But it's okay if they're ugly.
How dare they?
The 7-year-old Chinese crested dog with reversed hind legs is nearly bald, except for a shock of white wispy hairs.
This is an ugly dog. Mm. It really
Thank is. You. It's not even ugly cute. It really is ugly.
It looks like a rat. It looks like an almost drowned rat. It really
but
does.
Its tongue is sticking out, which is almost cute.
See, my dog does that. Has a teeth problem, so her tongue sticks
out. Oh, really?
Okay. It's super cute. It's really cute. But it's not really helping in this situation.
In this situation,
it's almost
not
a little like... But I say there must be pictures that could be taken that would make this dog...
No, this dog. No. No.
Cute.
Disagreed. Hard no. This is from the Today Show.
From the lovably loose-tongued prince...
When you saw his face, what'd you think?
I fell in love. First sight.
To the 7-year-old Chinese crested with backward hind leg.
Where's his head?
4-time ugliest dog hopeful Wild Thing, who gives ferocious a whole new meaning.
I was going to say, I thought that dog had won a bunch of times.
I think it has been in the competition a lot.
Okay, yeah, because there's a couple that look just like, what happened?
Just, yeah, exactly.
I Bill mean, the Cat. Remember Bill the Cat in the cartoon or whatever? It was just this
insane,
and that's what it looks like.
Yes. Well, now they go on. I think this is the owner talking about her own dog.
Scooter, he has no idea that he has a defect. Aww. And he was born that way, and he is full of self-confidence. He stands up to the bigger dogs where he could easily get beat up. He has a nugget on the floor. He's like, no way, and they back off. You know,
go
they acquiesce
it.
To him because he's full of self-confidence and he loves everybody.
You know, those of us who are hideous often are full of self-confidence.
Now, it was tough competition. I mean, we have a picture of you with the winning trophy and your cute puppy, but it wasn't easy. Who was your biggest competition, did you think?
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Look at you guys right there.
Which one was Wild Thing?
Wild Thing was the little Roomba. Like
a little Roomba.
Just a patch of hair.
I don't know, though. I mean, if all your dogs you've had, if people were to tell you, and maybe they didn't, but if they were to tell you, your dog's really ugly, man.
Right.
Would you enter that dog in a competition? Because you love that dog. Could you go to the world and go, look at my ugly dog. I hope to get money out of it.
I've not been in that situation, but I think I would. I mean,
really?
This dog, Scooter.
Expose the dog.
You see this dog, Scooter, and you go, oh my God.
That's true. You need to post a picture of that. You need to tweet it.
Yeah. I'm going to tweet it and also put it on Threads as well.
Ah, nice.
Because it needs to be seen.
Yes.
And it's truly, it is truly ugly.
Yep.
And we love it.
Here, I'm going to hand you my phone. I want you to look at this picture Ozzy posted just a couple of days ago.
All right.
Get that out.
That is wow.
Him and Jack. I mean, what is he about, like 3 years old or something?
25 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, riding on a little thing on his back.
That's beautiful.
Out on tour. That is the latest from Ozzy. Nothing feels right on. 95.5 KLOS.
A computer has been trained to spot cancer by listening to farts.
Come on, man. Really?
Come on, man. I'm not the one that did it.
But they're always
different. Artificial intelligence prototype is able to recognize subtle changes after hearing farts from healthy and unhealthy people.
That, can it tell if you went to Del Taco or if you went to, like,
I don't know that
popcorn?
It can tell that much.
No, okay.
The developers believe that their system, the synthetic human acoustic reproduction system, will one day be able to pick up signs of cancer.
So you have to go
that's
in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, that's phenomenal. You just go in and fart at a machine and suddenly it knows, right. You're fine. You're good to go. Get out of here.
Or it just starts following people through the airport or whatever, you know. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We got Dr. Marvin Spector from the program on. Dr. Marvin, hi.
Hi, how are you today? It's a pleasure to speak with you.
It's nice to speak at you as well.
Yes, thank you for having me on to talk about shunt.
That's the synthetic human acoustic reproduction testing.
I see.
Yes, shart is shart for short.
Right.
Really?
What we say on the lab here. It's very funny.
Okay, so you get it. You know what that means.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know, nothing happens by accident in science, you see.
I gotcha.
Everything is on purpose.
So tell us how this works exactly.
Well, we have the computer that has been trained to listen to the emanations from the buttholes of people who have various illnesses with the colon. It's like if you listen to a bassoon or you listen to a clarinet, you can tell the difference in the acoustics.
Right, I got you.
So we're able to tell the health of the colon simply from what comes out of the end exit holes.
Now, when will you start with cancer, and can you do anything else with this?
I hope I never start with cancer. That would be awful.
That's not what I meant.
They're already working on that to be able to tell the health of the colon simply from the acoustics that are emitted.
You're already working on other diseases.
Oh, yes. We're expanding the program so we can diagnose many different diseases simply from the butt trumpet.
Wow.
Would you be able to diagnose if I gave you some examples?
Oh, certainly. I'm an expert in the field, you see.
Nice.
All right.
Wow, you have some examples?
This is Dr. Marvin Spector. Here's the first one.
He is suffering from depression.
Okay.
That's a depressed sphincter right there. He's like, I'm so sad. Life is so hard for me. If you're more happy, it would be a higher pitch.
All right, let me give you another one, and you can diagnose this one.
And he has athlete's foot.
What?
Wow.
Because he is a very well-trained athlete. We can tell by the tension and the buttocks. And so the just a little squeaky comes out, meaning his buttocks are muscular and soft.
How many years did it take you to compile all this exciting information?
I've been working on this for 50 years. I've been studying nothing but shots.
All right, here's one. Tell me what you interpret.
Oh, he has a chafed penis.
How can you tell that? How can you tell about the other side?
The flip side.
What?
The A side.
It's something, I can tell he engages in something called the rusty trombone.
Okay. Wow, that's some pretty specific diagnosis.
Details. Yeah, yeah.
We need a cream or an ointment sometimes.
And then one last one. This is it's about 7 seconds, so stand by.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right.
You recorded me last night.
Thoughts?
That's a sprained ankle.
And how do you know that?
He was running to get to the bathroom. He was so neat, and he didn't get there. I'm sorry to say.
I got there. Well, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Have you to say.
Man drilled a hole in his own skull to stay high all the time.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow. What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Talk to me, freaky. Tell
a lot of people do things to get high.
Sure.
There's cough syrup. There's toad venom. Yeah. A lot of different things This is a guy named Joe Mellon, believe it or not.
Joe Mellon, drilling his own melon?
Adventurer. He's a pioneer of experiments with LSD in the UK.
Okay. Oh, so what, going back to the 60s?
Yep.
Okay.
1967. It's called trepanation or trepanning. I'm not sure. It's considered to be one of the oldest surgical procedures known to human. And apparently it took him three tries.
So this is something that goes back to Egyptian times or something. Drilling into heads.
Into your skull.
Yeah, they used to do all sorts of funky stuff. But was it to get high back in Egypt? Or was it?
I don't know. Okay. He says, in 1967, at that time I was broke and I certainly couldn't afford an electric drill.
Oh, no.
So I bought a hand.
No, you did not, dude.
Trepan from a surgical instrument shop.
Unless you didn't steal it.
It's a bit like a corkscrew, really, but with a ring of teeth at the bottom.
I'm picturing it. Picturing point, Walter Bishop.
There's a like point in the middle which makes an impression on the skull.
Okay.
And then you turn it until the teeth cut into the skull.
Now, so he was doing this to himself?
Yes.
He didn't have help?
Yes.
Okay.
It was difficult. It was like trying to uncork a bottle of wine from the inside.
Yeah, and especially because your own brain is saying, stop, stop, stop.
He made a second attempt a year later using the same method.
Well, it didn't work at all the first time.
What?
So let's do it again.
Finally, he tried it with a power drill. Here's another guy describing exactly how the power drill works.
I decided that I did want the permanent method of increasing my brain blood volume, known as trepanation. And I began studying the operative procedure and gathering together the instruments that I would need to be able to do this on myself.
Well, I'm sorry. What, is this like, is he putting in a port so they can just pour the LSD into this
hole
in his brain?
They never really described how that's supposed to make you high.
Like, yeah.
Because does he keep LSD, like a constant stream of it?
Or is it just because part of his brain is missing now? He feels high. I mean, I don't think that's the case.
Okay, ask for help. But
yeah,
somebody else doing.
Look, I
know. Why are you doing it to yourself?
Maybe it was the 60s. People were nicer. But certainly, you can find someone that's willing to drill into your head. Hey, I'd like someone to drill into my head. Like three people stand up immediately.
That's a little scary.
I used the electric-powered flexible shaft drill to do my operation, which
right.
I hung up above my head in a comfortable position so that I could reach up.
Hold on a second.
So
I mean,
he hung the drill.
Comfortable, right. I'm picturing this.
He hung the drill from the ceiling.
And then got a nice comfy chair.
Yes.
So that he would be comfortable while he drills into his brain.
Yes. That's correct.
And hold that drill bit handle comfortably and also look into a mirror.
Yeah. Which, by the way, doesn't that make it backwards? Like,
yes.
Isn't there some type of...
You need to look into a mirror, like
yes.
two mirrors. Then you'd be seeing...
This seems like a rough way to take care
Last
of your skull.
Last time that I tried to drill into my skull, I did have the two
you
mirrors.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I made a T-shaped incision.
Mm-hmm. Dang, T-shaped? Not just one hole.
Right.
He's going for a T.
Right here on my forehead.
Oh, did you... Is this video?
Like, just above
it?
His...
Is there a scar?
I didn't see a scar on this guy, no.
Yeah.
No.
Horizontal and then a vertical. Mm-hmm. I went ahead using the sequence of drill bits, a pilot drill, a larger, faster cutting drill through the first layer of bone into the spongy inner bone.
Wow.
And then as I got through to the bottom of that, I shifted to a much smaller, blunter drill.
All to get high.
You can get high without doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you
without
are
drilling
a point
in your head?
Where you can just pop something, shoot something, snort something, and that's not enough, you've gone too far!
Agreed.
Shut it down!
Yeah? I'm on my phone on the car.
Oh, okay, great.
That's not allowed! That's illegal!
Are you talking into it?
Did you dial it?
I'm sorry, can I talk? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are we? Am I with KLS?
What?
Hold on, let me check.
Wait, no.
No, this is Coast. Coast FM. Thanks for coasting along with us today.
103.5.
Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You, my sweetened flowers, are right at the very beginning of an entire weekend full of nothing but party music. It is wall-to-wall party music all weekend long. Stuff from British band The Struts. How bloody awesome is that? I guess you don't have to answer because I can't hear you. But how good is that? It's the new Struts. Too Good at Raising Hell is the name of that song. Here at the very beginning of a long weekend of nothing but party songs. Well, a regular size weekend of party songs. Man, I wish it was a three-day weekend. You know, just call in not interested on Monday. And we will keep the party songs going until then. Don't drop too soon because it's a weekend full of party music, nonstop, wall-to-wall. And when JD is here tomorrow and Sunday, 1, 2, and 3 o'clock, he's got more chances for you to come hang out with us after we kick everybody out of Disney's California Adventure. It's going to be happening on August 24th. Thanks very much to them for letting us in for a second year in a row. And he'll be getting you 4 packs of tickets during this party frenzy thing at 1, 2, and 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Deep Purple released Smoke on the Water as a single here in these United States of America on this day in rock in 1973. Joe Perry quit Aerosmith on this day in rock in 1979 after a show in Cleveland where he and Steven got into a screaming match. However, he returned in 1984. Ozzy Osbourne experienced what he describes as his last good memory of the 80s on this day in rock in 1987. What was it? Performing Jailhouse Rock at Wormwood Scrubs Prison in London.